Having an ADHD brain is a mixed bag. Sometimes it's good news and sometimes, well, it's not. Even ADHD professionals have trouble with their ADHD. They try harder and harder and harder to overcome the chaos that's ADHD. And finally, they overcome the barriers of ADHD and they become what we call at ADDA ADHD heroes. And that's what TED Talks are all about this year. Your favorite ADHD professionals sharing their ADHD stories. So join us here at ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, every single day of October, because it's ADHD Awareness Month. Here's the next inspiring story.
Hello, and welcome to TED Talks with ADDA. I'm Monica Hassel, and I'm an ADHD and executive function coach. You probably can't tell from my accent, but I'm from Australia. Just kidding. ADDA has invited me to share my story and thoughts about heroes and ADHD. So once upon a time, when we first started learning to be coaches, I didn't know what journey this path would take me. It has proven to be a great joy to me to connect and engage every day with people with ADHD. Over the last 10 years or so, I've been building a coaching practice that focuses on connecting. What I truly believe is that it is through connections that many ADHD heroes find their superpowers. The powers are always there inside them, but they haven't swashbuckled their way through all of their journey's challenges yet. It feels like they often have to go through a rite of passage. While I don't have a diagnosis of ADHD as yet, although my other half, Jonathan, reckons I'm half a tick box away from it, I can certainly identify with growing up in an environment with ADHD, and I have kids of my own who are loud and proud of their ADHD. They are my greatest teachers. I started my career as a nurse, hospital trained, 30 years ago at the Royal Brisbane Hospital, Brisbane's largest hospital. What a journey that was. Hats off to all the nurses out there too. You too are heroes. The best thing to come out of that was being able to use my people skills to support those who needed it most. Not only that, I met my husband Jonathan, who was also training as a nurse. Fast forward 20 years, and through my partner's work, we walked into the landscape of ADHD. At that point, we didn't know anything about ADHD. Less than nothing, if that is possible. I guess it is possible to know less than nothing, because we had previously, I'm sad to say, had been brought into the black abyss of, dare I say, ignorance. Thank goodness I have seen the light. Long story short, we met a wonderful woman called Michelle Toner, Australia's first certified ADHD coach. As we learnt more about ADHD, realised what an incredible space it is to be in. Medications are incredibly helpful to about 80% of people, but they aren't everything. Making other treatment connections in the space is really important. We decided to undertake ADHD coaching as it seemed to be an important part of connecting. We both fell in love with coaching. It has put me in a privileged position to be in the company of so many brave heroes with ADHD. I guess the point of my story is about connection. I want my people, as I call them, to make the most of and understand the connections that see them thrive. But I have seen the roller coaster and been on the roller coaster ride of ADHD. The highs are high and the lows can be steep and fast and breathtaking and full of laughter. So by the time I've finished my talk today, I'd like to discuss the five things that I think people need to connect with to unleash those superpowers within. Here they are. Number one, connect with your prefrontal cortex. This might mean with medications. This might mean exercise, sleep, nutrition, and mindfulness. But connect that front part of your brain to the part that helps you execute tasks. Number two, connect with your loved ones. Be on the A-team. A being for ADHD, that is. Number three, connect with supportive professionals that truly understand ADHD and executive functions. If they haven't heard of Russell Barkley, run and run fast. You need to connect with your understanding of executive functioning. You don't need a diagnosis to connect with a great ADHD coach. They can help you with moving forwards today. Connect your strengths and your values and connect with them. Your identity is important. Let's not keep it a secret. No secret identities here. I get all of my clients to fill out the VIA Character Strength Survey and complete a values exercise. Number 5. Connect with your tribe. Organisations such as ADDA or ADHD meetup groups have so much support and understanding. Ironically, many of my people have lamented to me that sometimes their ADHD have made them feel like they didn't fit in. Have you ever noticed how superheroes always stand out in the crowd? But with no dragons or vampires to slay, who or what are our heroes in modern times? The most defining heroes, definitions or characteristics include bravery, courage, conviction, willingness to protect others, and self-sacrificing. Let's break them down and see where the ADHD is in here. Firstly, bravery and courage. This is being open to new experiences. When I said this to a client recently, she said, "Yes, I never say no to anything." Conviction. A client who happens to have a PhD said when we spoke about hyperfocus, she said, "It's focusing so hard that the rest of the world doesn't exist." That sounds like conviction to me. The third one is willingness to protect others and self-sacrificing. Well, kindness is one of those top strengths and values I note when reviewing the Character Strength Survey and Values exercise. I frequently hear how they will drop everything they are doing to help a friend that just had a breakup or a breakdown. Or they will stay later talking to someone that needed a friendly face and ears. Or they'll stay up till 2 a.m. making chocolate brownies for their nephew's second birthday the next day. Or stay up till 4 a.m. in the morning sewing a superhero costume for their 6-year-old son or daughter at Christmas Eve, only to hear, "Look what Santa Claus brought me." As Dr. Ned Hallowell would say, these are qualities that you can neither teach nor buy. So as I finish up today, I want to summarize and share this. It's about connection. Connection is the new vitamin C. I want you to connect with your PFC, connect with your loved ones, connect with knowledgeable professionals who understand executive functioning, connect with your strengths and values, remember, no secret identities here, and connect with your tribe. We learn by making connections. That's how our brains work. That's how we process information, by making connections. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. And that's how we not only survive, but thrive. I guess Dr. Seuss said it best when he said, "Why fit in when you were born to stand out?" I am Monica Hassel. If you want to connect with me, head to our website, connectadhd.com, or you can email me at monica@connectadhd.com. Take care. Bye for now. And thanks for your attention.
Thanks so much for joining us for TED Talks this year. I'm sure you enjoyed these inspiring stories, and there's so much more. In fact, why don't you join us for the 2021 Virtual ADHD International Conference, November 4th through 6th. And you might want to consider joining ADDA as well. It's a great investment for a small amount of money, as little as $5 a month. And remember,
so when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.